Yeah, morning to you, Buzz. It seems the Broncos are struggling to keep, well, anyone.
Yeah, it looks that way, guys, doesn't it? I first reported in my column, someone sent me a photo from the Gold Coast last December where Craig Bellamy and Xavier Coates and his manager were having a coffee in Coolangatta. And I then got a phone call over the weekend that Xavier was on a plane after his Friday night game and, flying to Melbourne and met with the Storm and had a look over their facilities. A Queensland State of Origin winger. Very, very good player. And they tell me he's on the verge of signing with Storm. Now, that on the back of Reece Walsh going to the Warriors, Sam Walker to the Roosters, David Fifita going to the going down the road to the Titans. You've got to wonder what's going on. I don't know if they need a new chief executive, Dave Donaghy. I think they need a new recruitment manager. You know, why these and how these players, these outstanding young players are being allowed to go, it's just really, really poor recruitment. And something needs to be done and done urgently to stop any more getting out of their system. And, of course, we forgot about the halfback who signed with the Cowboys last week.
Mm.
You know, this is a real problem. That Reece Walsh had a blind ear, didn't he? Doesn't he look excited?
He's a good player, Buzz. And, you know, we spoke earlier, not only Reece Walsh, but they've had David Fifita in their system. They lost him. You know, they've had the opportunity to sign Sam Walker, and they missed out on him. And, you know, everyone was saying that, you know, since Sam Walker's been 13, 14, you always knew that he was going to be an NRL player. And obviously he's progressed very quickly, but to have these young guys in your own backyard and not sign them, something is drastically wrong, I think, because you've got them there. It takes a lot for them to move clubs and move states when you talk about a Sam Walker and a Reece Walsh. And in Reece Walsh's case, he's moving overseas. Their preference would have been, obviously, to stay there at the Broncos.
Yeah, look, you know who the star halfback was before Sam Walker came along, was Tom Dearden.
Mm.
And they didn't even make Tom an offer. And look, he hasn't had the effect Sam Walker's had or Reece Walsh had yesterday, but he was a schoolboy champion. And he's never really had an opportunity. He was thrown into the deep end by Anthony Seibold, behind a pack that struggled, and he needed more time and more work.
Mm.
It just keeps going on and going on, and it should be Dave Donaghy's first job as new CEO to get this sorted out. Really interesting story, Reece Walsh. His family's of Samoan heritage, but he was actually born in Sydney, and his first junior club was on the border of New South Wales and Queensland, the Tweedhead Seagulls. He went to Keeper Park High, where Benji Marshall came from, so there'll probably be a blue, you know.
I was going to say, with Origin, there'll be a fight over his signature, no doubt about it. Hey, Buzz, I know that the management of Adam Reynolds was meeting with the Brisbane Broncos on the weekend. Where do you think Adam Reynolds will end up? We know that Cronulla are keen. We know that the Broncos are in discussions with him. Have you got a feeling where he may end up?
Look, I'm very confident he'll go to Cronulla if he does leave South. I'm a little bit worried that he is so committed and that logo he wears on that jersey, he just feels, you know, he's a South Sydney man. He almost looked wrong in another jersey. I'm just wondering at the last moment, you know, just before he goes to sign another contract, he think, oh, look, I can't do it. I can't leave. I'm going to back myself at South. I'll take a year by year. Look, if he doesn't and he goes, I think it'll be Cronulla for sure. I don't think he's got a lot of interest in the Broncos. He's seen what's happened up there in recent years. I don't think he wants to uplift his family out of Sydney. I think he really respects Craig Fitzgibbon. I think he's great mates with Cameron McGuinness, the Sharks' new lock forward. They played together at South Sydney before McGuinness went to St George, Illawarra. So, look, I think he'll be a Cronulla Shark, but at the last minute, to drag him away from that club, even though I had a column in What's the Buzz on Sunday. You know, his first junior club was actually West Tigers. he played his first football. He was one age up from Aaron Woods at Leichhardt Juniors.
Junior, wow.
Yeah, he had 3 years there till he was nine, then went across to South Juniors. So we can't really say he's another one that got away from the West Tigers, I guess, when he left at nine. But
no.
Interesting story.
Well, Buzz, if they miss out on a guy like Adam Reynolds, and we're hearing that Mitch Moses will more than likely stay at Parramatta, where do they go? Is it a Sean Johnson?
Dave Rickow had an interesting story in the Sunday Telegraph about Sean Johnson and the possibility of him even met with Michael Chika and talking about, you know, looking at his options in rugby union, which is an interesting story. Maybe they have to go to Sean Johnson, but is Sean Johnson the style of halfback they need? I know he had a terrific season at Cronulla last year and nearly topped the try assist in the competition. Mm. He was Sharks Player of the Year. Is he an organiser? Does he turn up consistently every week? Is that the sort of player, you know, I think the Adam Reynolds style of halfback more suits what the Broncos are looking for right now. Someone who can, you know, grab their game plan and, you know, steer that football side around the park. Look, they're desperate. You know, they don't have a player in the club at the moment, as much as their young half Gamble went well on the weekend, but they still need to sign a big-name halfback. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the rest of the season. It's interesting we're only a third of the way through. We've had eight rounds and we're talking about next year.
I know, but they just need someone, the Broncos. I'm like you, mate. I think Reynolds is their man. And it wouldn't surprise me if they go, well, I shouldn't say silly, but if they just go, you know what, we need to sign someone here to take a bit of pressure off us. Let's go long. Let's go long and pay a lot of money. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Yeah, well, they're definitely having a whack. Mm. You know, they came down here and they met him over the weekend. And look, Adam Reynolds will probably sign in the last 3 years of his contract, you know, of his career. I hope he does get a great deal. He deserves it. He's a terrific player and he's going to be desperately missed by South over the next few weeks while he's sidelined.
Now, Buzz, in the Telegraph today, in the wake of the conference system being raised again in the last week or so, you've got a proposal here to have promotion and relegation. As an old Bears fan, I'm loving what I'm reading. Tell us a bit about, is this your idea, Buzz?
Oh, yeah, look, it is. But look, I bounced it off Andrew Abdo last week. And look, he said, put it into the mix. We should be talking about it. I don't know what Clarkey and Laurie think. My views are this. If you have two conferences, you've really got to bring another two teams in, right? That's 18 teams. I don't think we've got enough players for 16 teams. Some of the football I see and some of the blowouts I see each week is affecting the quality of the competition. I love promotion and relegation in European soccer, and I'd love to see it happen in the NRL. I think we should have a 14-team NRL comp with a $10 million salary cap, more blockbusters, more competition each week, not as many blowouts. And then we have a 10-team championship. A second division competition, basically, where you could reintroduce the North Sydney Bears to big-time football. You could introduce Newtown. You could have a New South Wales countryside. These new clubs we're talking about coming into the competition, the second Brisbane team, a Wellington team in New Zealand, why can't they be introduced and get their taste of big-time football through this second-tier competition? They'll all be on television. I don't know what you think, Laurie, but what I particularly like about it is that games at the back end of the season in the bottom four clubs will be blockbusters.
Huge.
Yeah.
Now they're dead rubbers.
Yeah, now I think there should be a discussion about what the game looks like. And I think, Buzz, to be honest with you, we've been talking about this for years, what the blueprint of the game looks like and where's the vision and what needs to happen to reinvigorate the sport and connect it all on every level. And I think we're starting to get that at the moment with some of these ideas that are coming, and the commission now are sitting back and weighing up their options and looking what is the best way forward for the game. The interesting one for me, though, Buzz, I reckon you're going to cop plenty of feedback about this today, because in that second-tier comp, you have put the Tigers and the Bulldogs in it. How did you come up with those two?
Look, Loz, I've done them just as examples. In the copy I mentioned, look, it could be Cronulla the way they're going. You know, Cronulla are firming in the wooden spoon market. They're on the third line of betting now at $9. But, you know, the West Tigers and the Bulldogs are having, you know, ordinary seasons. I've just used a couple of examples there, you know. Laurie, I don't like struggling clubs holding the game back. And I watch every game every weekend. I've got to for my job.
Mm.
Some of the games I struggle to get through because they're blowouts. And you know he's going to win well in advance. It's not edgy as each sport. The NRL is an elite competition. It's the toughest sport on the planet. But there are teams there that just turn up every year and get automatic into the competition.
Mm.
Why? Wouldn't you like to see the Bears of Newtown back in the championship competition? Can you imagine the excitement?
I'd love to see them, to be fair, but I suppose not at the expense of some of the other clubs, and that's the hardest thing.
Well, are you happy with blowouts?
No, I'm not. No. All I want, Buzz, is to see how we can reconnect the game at all levels and take the game forward for the next 50 years. Because
that's what I'm talking about, Loz. I'm not talking about next weekend. I'm not talking about next year.
Mm.
When we're long gone, I'm talking about rugby league in 50 years' time.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to see too, mate, because I worry, not at the top end, because we'll always have a game of rugby league at the top end. You'll always have a professional game. But my biggest fear is at the grassroots, and in particular, I'm very passionate about it, country rugby league. And I know there's been some articles in the Telegraph over the last couple of weeks, and I think we need to do a lot more work in those areas, mate.
Yeah, look, so do I, Laurie. If we didn't look at proposals like this or conferences, you know what? We'd still have the Glebe Dirty Reds in playing in our role.
Mm.
We'd still have unlimited tackle. You know, we've got to, you know, toss these ideas about.
Yeah, no, you've got to be progressive, and you've got to move forward, and you've got to come up with solutions.
What I love about this championship competition, the 10 teams, each side has a four. Can you imagine New South Wales countryside, based out of Wagga Wagga, population 150,000? It's a satellite side, so they play games around the state at Tamworth, at Armidale, at Coffs Harbour, at Dubbo, at Parks, but mostly at Wagga. Every kid in the bush would grow up with a dream of wearing that jersey. And you know what? If they were a really good footy side, if they were really well managed, and if they did get their act together, they could become an NRL club.
Mm.
This would be the biggest shot in the arm for country football ever. And I'd just like to see it discussed, Laurie.
Yeah, no, I've got no issue with that, Buzz.
What do you reckon, Clarkie?
I don't think it's broken, so I don't think it needs to be fixed.
Sorry?
I don't think the NRL is broken, so I don't think it needs to be fixed. This is my question about the rules. Again, you talk about, I think the new rules have separated the teams a bit more than what we've seen in the last few years. I think the new rules are playing a part in we're seeing more injuries throughout the season as well. So I don't think, you know, I know it's a competitive world, competitive market, and even things like Origin, you know, we've had a number of conversations about who should be able to play Origin or not play Origin, and maybe the viewership's not, you know, exactly what it used to be. But Origin for me is unbelievable. It's awesome. It's not broken. So I don't think that needs to be fixed either. And yeah, I think the NRL, I look forward every single, you know, end of January for cricket season to be over, to watch footy, to watch rugby league. And I've always loved it. Say again, mate.
Why, Clarkie, but I could lose interest after 20 rounds because there's half a dozen teams that can't make the top 8.
Yeah, but it's always been the way. That's what I've grown up with. It's always been the way. So, that's just my opinion, though, Buzz.
Can I go to your area of expertise? And I know you know a lot about all sports, but let's go to cricket, where you were a champion. What would have happened if cricket just sat with test matches and didn't do something bold like originally Kerry Packer introduced one-day cricket under light.
Yeah, I agree. Changed the
what
game forever.
What would have happened if Channel 10 hadn't got the television rights and said, hold on, we're not interested in test cricket. We want prime time TV product at night. And along came the Big Bash and then the IPL and then the World Cup and the women playing T20 and putting 85,000 bums on seats at the MCG.
Yep, I agree. I can't disagree with that, Buzz.
We've got to think outside tradition. And that's why I've written this story today. It's just worth discussing.
Yeah, I agree with
really
that, for sure.
I'll be really interested when we put a poll out and just to see what the fans think.
Yeah, I think what you've written is absolutely fine, and I couldn't agree more. It's worth the discussion. I'm just answering my opinion in regards to where I see the NRL right now. I love the product. I'm questioning, just the rule changes around because it's making a defining gap between teams, and we're seeing so many injuries. So do we need to find somewhere in the middle there? But my opinion on the NRL is I love the product. I love Origin. I love the battle every single, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm all for, again, we've got to see the sport in general needs to stay in the now and continue to grow. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Guys, my argument's this. Too many times this year on the TAB, we've had sides starting at, $1.06, $1.08, $1.10.
Yeah.
And their opposition starting at $7 or $8.
Yep. Fair call.
And that's not elite sport. Look, clubs are always going to go through cycles and waves and not be as strong as they probably should, but I think this will put the onus on clubs to get their bloody houses in order, to start managing their business like the Roosters, the Rabbitohs, and, the Melbourne Storm and clubs like that. And better management will ensure, their survival.
It's worth getting the Telegraph today and having a look at this. I think it's an interesting proposal, Buzz. Thanks so much, mate. Have a great week.
Hey, thank you, guys. You have a good week, too.